Cuomo's plan for boosting the local economy includes spending $10 million taxpayer dollars on replacing a one-mile stretch of the Robert Moses Parkway with an at-grade two-lane street. The goal is to increase tourism and create jobs by routing traffic through Niagara Falls instead of bypassing it. Mayor Paul Deister says several private developers are already planning to invest $50 million in downtown hotels.
A lot of that is in anticipation of this project getting done. By removing the berm, there's a big flyover. It looks more like a sort of suburban-style highway than it does like a roadway that you'd find so close to a great natural wonder. But now all that is going to be corrected, and I think we're going to see additional impetus to investment in downtown Niagara Falls. Also, just a lot more opportunity for both residents and visitors alike to get close to the water and have some fun.
Congressman Higgins agrees the project would be good for the falls and tourism, but Higgins says the New York Power Authority constructed and paid for the Robert Moses, which sits on land still owned by the authority. He says the state's resources are limited and NYPAs are plentiful.
At the end of 2009, the New York Power Authority booked a $108 million budgetary surplus after expenses. 76% of those revenues came from the sale of power at the Niagara Power Project. So look, for all that money, we're not even looking for half of that. But I think if the Power Authority, has a historical obligation to fix a problem that they helped to create.
Higgins first made his argument in a letter to the head of the Power Authority back in January. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.